Big Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love's undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes?
I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love's undivided. Oh yeah, undivided. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love's undivided.
Come on.
Oh yeah, undivided. Oh yeah.
You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. It's Wednesday, April 6, 2022. Again, it's astonishing to me, our history, and yet we have these things going on. Honestly, I don't think that we should be, you know, there was the propaganda. If you go back and watch the shows, I don't know, Barney Miller, Frasier, whatever, you know, you go back through the 70s, 80s, 90s, there was this. Occasionally you would hear on shows, you know, the mention of things like the New World Order. But it was interesting how over the course of time, in my estimation anyway, the mention went from some murky conspiratorial element, probably evil, nefarious in nature, to, you know, by the 90s and Frasier, it was the American militia types that were the New World Order. That was an interesting little sleight of hand. But, you know, my understanding is that we still have the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, and there is that one. I wonder what happens. Does anybody search Bill of Rights? I wonder if Google has a number. 4.79 million. Yeah. That's significant. Of course, you know, we shouldn't have to search. We should know. We should know these things. We should know them cold, I suppose. So, the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, even though, you know, that doesn't, I don't think that means quite what most people think it to mean. Because, you know, again, speaking of Washington, obviously, he had some some thoughts on this subject. Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. That kind of thing, you know. Let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion. I think that pretty well sums it up. Whatever may be conceded to the influence or of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle. And dare I say, this religious principle is biblical in nature. I'll just leave it at that. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. But then there was that second one. That one's important. You know, I remember having a meeting years ago with some folks and the question was asked. It was just sort of a fun little exercise, kind of, you know, a party game. Which of the 10 is the most important? Which one is more indispensable than the rest? What do you think of the order in which they are organized? And it was a fascinating thought experiment. And then, of course, there are the cliches, you know, you need the second to defend the first kind of thing. But the second, you know, it's interesting. How many people realize, and again, this gets to my point about the transference that occurred, or at least in my estimation, particularly, you know, on television from the 70s to the 90s, the transference. Yes, there is a conspiracy, Virginia, too. It's these guys. It's the, you know, the Machiavellian contingent projecting in transference fashion their own ill will onto their most feared enemy. And then vilifying those folks without people even really knowing it, what they're hearing. But the seeds were planted. Militia, oh, that's a bad thing. Really? Because I think the Second Amendment still says a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Oh, that's the Department of Defense. No, those are what you'd call the regulars in this context. In this vernacular, those are the regulars. So no, that the Department of Defense, which is really the Department of Offense and Terrorism, is not the militia. So, well, then where's the militia? Exactly. That's kind of a good question. And if you read these guys who wrote this stuff and said these things so many years ago, you know, 2+ centuries ago, and that was based on, you know, a background of history that is absolutely remarkable. You know, we were warned. They told us. And now the scientific management of society by the strange Lovians is, I don't know, kind of the order of the day. It's a very bizarre thing. And yet, again, like I said earlier, we have all of this information out at our fingertips. To me, it is astonishing that anyone could condone military service the way that it is presented, I guess, or contextualized. You know, if military service meant what Smedley Butler wrote in War is a Racket, then I would support it wholeheartedly. We don't need to patrol the world, I don't know, a couple hundred miles off our own borders maybe is plenty, and so forth. What Washington is talking about in his farewell address, that, of course, not to be naive and think that nobody's going to try to do anything. But, you know, at this point, I think we are plagued by the enemy within far more than the enemy without. And that really extends to the area between our own ears. I digress. Let's go to the phones. Rhonda in Missouri, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I haven't watched this yet, and I apologize for taking you off topic.
Not at all.
But I, thank you. Okay, so I had heard, and I know you're familiar because we talked about him before, Dr. Brian Artis. I heard him on Chris Steiner's show. I think it was last week, but anyway, he was talking about the water, and he said he has. Well, here's the deal. Okay, so he did an interview apparently with Stu Peters, and your listeners, if they want to watch it, can go over to Rumble and type in "explosive watch the water." COVID bombshell, start the recording. Exclusive, the great lie revealed, coming soon. Now, the description I found really interesting. It says, in a Stu Peters Network exclusive, Dr. Brian Artis, I guess he's a doctor of chiropractic, anyway, or it says DC, has a shocking discovery to share about the great lie of the pandemic involving the drinking water, the evil snake connection, and a tie to the first enemy of the body of Christ. So I know that I've seen some of those videos where you watch, like, water in a glass, you know, and if you cuss, you know, or make all sorts of negative words, and, you know, under a microscope, it turns bad. Anyway, you know, we're all energy, and it just, I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, it's in the water. I'm sorry, Chris, to take you off topic again, but it's just shocking, you know. I mean, I think it's something people should keep an eye on. I already drink filtered water, but it's definitely a concern. It was published on April 3rd, and there's 173,620 views so far. So anyway, I just thought you might find that interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Do you want me to send it to you, or you want to search for it yourself? Or
I think I can find it.
Okay, I think I might get kicked off Facebook today. I'm going to share it.
I'm gonna right on.
Share it with my friends, see if I can get kicked off. All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, have a good day. Okay, bye.
Thank you. You too. I think if we all got kicked off Facebook, it wouldn't be a bad thing. You know, it would be interesting, this this inflated sense of so many things, you know. I have 800 friends on Facebook. Yeah. Have you really ever met 800 people in your entire life? I mean, if there's a legitimacy to any of that, I think of, and this is not a good parallel, but whatever. I think of Malcolm Gladwell's The Tipping Point and the three types of people. There is the maven, the connector, and what's the other one? I forget. Anyway, the connector is the person who knows an unusually high number of folks and actually knows them, but they are what, you know, he refers to as sort of weak connections. Most people have stronger connections with fewer people. And I know one person in particular who would be defined as a maven in the context of Gladwell's Tipping Point. He genuinely knows a lot of people, and I mean, I know him, and it's a weak connection, I would say, in that context. But there are very, very, very few of those kinds of folks. And so when we see throughout Facebook all of these connections to people that folks don't necessarily know, then you can't help but sort of think of Michael Kaczynski's research and the data that turned the world upside down. publicpolicy.stanford.edu. Oh, I'm sorry, page not found. Nope. Michael is spelled M-I-C-H-A-L. Michael Kosinski. K-O-S-I-N-S-K-I. And so whatever happened to that? Why did that go away? You know? Psychometrics. Speaking of all these fun terms, psychometrics. We need to put a meter on the psychos. So I'm sensing trends here. But you know that article that Stanford picked up that was first published overseas, speaking of those folks pay closer attention than we pay, or so it seems, you know, that article caused quite a stir originally. And whatever happened to that? Actually, I think it's... yeah, I don't know where it is. But that article, which has since vanished from Stanford Public Policy, is still over at Vice, I believe. The data that turned the world upside down. How Cambridge Analytica used your Facebook data to help the Donald Trump campaign in the 2016 election. But of course, the bigger story is this was going on before Trump, you know. And again, the short version on this, one of the things that I appreciated about Rush Limbaugh was that sometimes, and that does not mean that, you know, don't misunderstand me, I'm not a sycophant, but he did do some things right. I mean, the evidence that I'm not a sycophant is that I mentioned Howard Zinn basically in the same sentence I mentioned Rush Limbaugh, so that should tell you something. Anyway, it's to paraphrase the adage, the old adage that guys like Lincoln use, you know, go with them when they're right, depart from them when they're wrong kind of thing. Anyway, speaking of this research, well, one of the things I appreciated most about Rush Limbaugh was, you know, when he would boil something down to its most simple element, Whitewater, for example, I think he did a great job of doing that. You know, he said this is what it was, which was brilliant. So with this story, you know, Michael Kosinski's work and the psychometrics and Cambridge Analytica, et cetera, the stovepiping element of the intelligence, so to speak, is to zero in on the Donald Trump contingent and say how Cambridge Analytica used your Facebook data to help the Donald Trump campaign in the 2016 election. But if you dig into the story a little bit, you realize this has been going on since the creation of Facebook. How convenient, or, you know, NSA, DARPA, LifeLog, since that was open sourced through the 2004 OSINT initiative, and then you were encouraged to offer up your whole life, your life log, voluntarily. But along the way, you know, there's Dean Space, for Pete's sake. And, you know, that's kind of where I think these guys really realize, wow, this could be a thing. Then the Obama campaign. Well, I'll finish that thought and then we'll go back to the phones on the other side of this break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
My friend, yes, feels their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me he till you use me up.
Welcome back.
That's true, you really do abuse me.
All right, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Fred in Iowa. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Good, great. I recommend that everybody that's got public television watch the documentary on Benjamin Franklin. Please do that. Everything our government accuses Russia of doing, we've been doing for years. We've been killing women and children.
Mm-hmm.
And people are so damn ignorant, you know. They're sending their sons and daughters into war to kill more women and children.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you bring up Jordan Peterson now and again. Well, I tell you, there's truth out there. There's truth on the Internet, and there's truth on YouTube. But you've got to know what the hell to look for. But first of all, you have to examine yourself. And I make this statement all the time. On RBN. You know, until about 25 years ago, I was an ignorant ass, an ignorant, stupid ass. And when most people look at themselves and realize how damn stupid they are and ignorant, and if they have the guts and the courage to face themselves, then they may have the chance to improve their understanding and knowledge. But until you do that, you're lost. But quotable quotes, you know, and you'll know what I'm talking about when I mention Jordan Peterson. Well, the quotes of the documentary on Benjamin Franklin, please watch it on public television. Now, on public television, their news is crap, and you know the word I want to use. It's crap, crap. But these Ken Burns documentaries are pretty damn good. Now, there's some I disagree with, but there is a lot of truth, and you get a lot of history. Now, people like this old adage, you know, people that don't remember or know their history, they're doomed to do it again. But take quotable quotes. I would recommend Abraham Lincoln and Mark Twain. Now, there's things that Mark Twain says that, you know, I'm a little iffy about, but I've already went through numerous quotable quotes from Aristotle on up to the present time. And a man of wisdom and knowledge and intelligence realizes how much he doesn't know and understand. And it takes that pride and ego and everything. The more you learn, the more you understand. Then you really know that you've just scratched the surface. Now, I'm kind of rambling on here. Take me through the break. But anyhow.
Yeah, we're headed into a break. Hold that thought. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Show me.
Welcome back. Do you play? All right. Back to the phones. Fred, and let's keep the profanity. Let's leave that out.
Yes.
It's a family broadcast.
Got you there, brother. History is so darn important.
Yes.
And people need to learn history, but the big conundrum or the problem is who in the hell is writing, I guess hell ain't bad, who in the heck is writing the history? And I've mentioned public television and the documentaries, which I hold in pretty high regard. As far as the news goes on RBN, on public television, it's just like mass media. It's lies, lies, and more lies. And to reiterate, everything our government accuses Russia or any country that they're going to take over and set up a dictatorship, kill the women and children, and then take all their natural resources, they've got to put them down, you know, that they're bad. And that's what our government is doing for years. And this documentary with Benjamin Franklin, a famous woman person at the time, asking, what kind of government do we have right now? And he says, you have a constitutional republic if you can keep it. And to reiterate, you know, I like the quotes of Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, and Mark Twain. Okay, Lincoln wasn't exactly for freeing the slave. He was trying to keep the Constitution together. And when I look at it myself in retrospect, and I think the documentary on public television, Black Lives Matter and all this, is very honest and true and complete by Ken Burns. And we are still fighting it to this day because we have some ignorant persons and prejudiced persons, and we have some mean persons. But Franklin didn't mention most of his life. He was not for freeing the slaves until he finally, he didn't want to have the office he had for all these 40 and 50 and 60 years. He wanted out. He was getting old. But he changed his mind and his attitude about freeing the slaves. Well, in the documentary, Franklin was a God-fearing man. He believed in the Bible and the Word. And Lincoln mentions it quite often and was, you know, a student and faith in the Word and the Bible. And Samuel Clemens or Mark Twain was the same. And there's in there, if you want to test a Christian, you know, just bring up the Bible and have them read the Bible. But anyhow, I rambled on here enough, and there was one other thing I wanted to say. Oh, talking about history. Well, the book, the Word, the Bible, history is written in advance. It's prophecy, and they hit everything right to the day. One church in particular, that's each teaches prophecy, and that is amazingdiscoveries.org. Start there, people. Okay, I could ramble on there for another 6 months. Thank you, my friend, and I'll talk to you later. Thank
appreciate
you.
It, bye-bye. Fred. Much appreciated.
Much appreciated.
This is, boy, we could go places here. With Franklin, I have not seen the new PBS documentary. I think is it a series? I want to say it's a series. In any case, you know, my first question is regarding Franklin's faith. My first question would be, what about the Hellfire Club and those kinds of things? So, you know, I think our history is mired in controversy for good reason. So we have to be wise and discerning with those kinds of things. And I leave that to the discretion of the individual. I'm not saying that I have anything figured out, anybody else does not, or that anyone else does. I think we should just be wise and discerning. And I think there's, you know, there is an element of intrigue. You know, again, speaking of folks like Franklin, Lincoln, and slavery is an interesting discussion. Again, we could go, like Fred said, we could go on for a month about that. But I think the big takeaway for me, as far as slavery is concerned, you know, and I guess if we want to bring religion, you know, biblically oriented kind of, I don't know, if we want to call it biblical, you know, religion in a somewhat of a biblically orthodox semblance, if that makes any sense. If we want to bring that into view, I think the way that slavery has been contextualized in contemporary America is a big part of the problem. Speaking to Fred's point about knowing history, if we understand history, then we understand, as has been pointed out many times, you know, I think of Alan Watt talking about Tony Martin and so many other things that have been brought up. Slavery was not confined to one people perpetrating it on one other people. It's a much broader, more nuanced subject that dates back to antiquity, obviously, and is, you know, you can find the subject of slavery in the Bible, and it is not summarily renounced. So that really should, I think that should really inform our discretion when we start having these discussions, instead of, you know, that those kinds of facts of history should inform our discretion much more than, say, I don't know, whoever the talking head is on CNN or MSNBC or what have you. Even at its best, the television, well, Marshall McLuhan said it best, the medium is the message. And so it has a particular mechanics that disallow it from really, I mean, there's a reason why Fred's saying, watch the Benjamin Franklin PBS documentary, and most people have never even, don't know that there is one that was recently published. I think I understand that correctly. Anyway, there's a reason most people don't know. There's a reason why, to Fred's point, I've mentioned the absolutely fantastic work that PBS Frontline has done in exposing what I would call the fraud of 9/11 over the last 20 years. You know, right out of the gates. You can still see it too. pbs.org/wgbh/pages/frontlines/shows/Saudi. Saudi time bomb. Just search Saudi time bomb. Investigating the hidden undercurrents of Islamic extremism, its far-flung reach, and its threat to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. That was November 2001. September, October, November. 2 months. Very revealing, very insightful. And then there is the awkward U.S.-Saudi alliance against ISIS. I've talked about this stuff. This is fantastic work. The video, there's the series they have currently. It was, currently it's 13 videos in the Saudi Arabia Frontline PBS series. Video 5 of 13 currently is inside the awkward U.S.-Saudi alliance against ISIS. I'm impressed that it's been viewed 45,000 times since it was published in 2016, but that's, you know, in 6 years, it should have been viewed at least 45 million times. So there's a reason that the medium presents a message in, you know, giving you a blunted understanding or a propagandized understanding, generally speaking, of these kinds of things, which, you know, is a point that's not far removed from the Kaczynski article that I was mentioning, the data that turned the world upside down, you know, how to manipulate you, essentially. And so to finish that point and go back to the phones, the short version of that is, if you dig into the story, the Obama administration did this effectively. The Obama, campaign in 2012 in particular used the same technology effectively in 2012 to harvest votes, because that's what the Democratic wing of the same bird does. It goes to the graveyard, and that's the cliche, right? Who, you know, they're registering new voters, and that's what they're doing in the graveyard. So social media is the new graveyard, so to speak. So the Obama campaign was engaging in vote harvesting through social media, and the Trump campaign was flipped that and engaged in vote suppression. But it's the same technology. Anyway, back to the phones. Patrick in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, you mean that Mossad operation called 9/11? Mm-hmm. You can check out Christopher Bolin. Mm-hmm. He's Jewish himself. He lays out a beautiful documentary and how that was executed.
No one has done better work on that subject than Chris Bolin. Absolutely.
Okay, and we're agreeing with that. We'll leave that.
And there's
probably a
reason that gets, again, things that seem to vanish from the internet. You know, that's something that I think most people generally are not familiar with his work. So.
It's a wonder he's still alive, but God bless. He's talking about water. It's like all of our 70 trillion cells of our body has to have an electrical charge on it. It's something like 40 nanovolts. It's just extremely small, but you got to have it. If it falls below that, those cells are dying. And that's what the beauty of, like, Lourdes, France, is healing water. It has an electrical charge on it. And it's not the normal kind of charge we think of. This is bioenergy. It doesn't abide by the same rules of electromagnetics or anything. But we are a body of 70% water, I believe it is, and we're a liquid crystal, and a crystal has unique properties. A crystal, you can squeeze it and it'll produce a high voltage. You can also shoot voltage into it, and they've created its weight 30 times its own weight. And so it's got a unique property. So when Scotty says, Captain, we need some more dilithium crystals. Well, what are you going to do with them there, Scotty? Don't worry about it. And, there's a world out there that is not talked about. It's taboo. It's some people call it a scalar. Some call it torsional. Some call it a longitudinal, some call it chi. There is out there. And that, water, as I think it was Pat in Texas was talking about, you put it under a microscope and all those cells will be fully charged. Instead of being all clumped together, they're all like fully orbiting, you know, in their proper orbits. And therefore it won't clog going through the veins. And, pretty much all I want to probably going to run against the break, but that's a really interesting subject, and we all should be aware that you need to charge up. You know, that's why we get beauty of eating live food, you know, or getting out there and getting some different energy like the sun, because we only get 1/3 of our energy from food, 2/3 we actually get from the sun. I know people don't believe that, but neurosurgeon Jack Cruz, who speaks at TED Talks and all over, he's very, very intelligent. He's basically become a lay physicist. And you get 2/3 of your energy from photo energy, and you convert that into your ATP energy stores, and so you ain't got to eat so much food. And I thank you for taking my call. Bye.
Appreciate it, Patrick. Much appreciated as always. That is a flurry of information. So, before we go back to the phones, speaking of the manipulation of things and people by the manipulation of things, I want to give you just one example, and I wonder how other people view these kinds of things. I mean, I view every headline, regardless of who writes it, with a degree of skepticism, some more skepticism than others, whether that's good or bad. But, you know, speaking of Vice, Vice News, which is obviously a polarizing, opinionated propaganda outlet, I would say. Hopefully I think that's a fair way to categorize Vice News. David Gilbert's piece, published February 16, 2022, tell me if you see the angle here. What will this do? Just reading the headline, what will this do to a lot of people? Headline and subhead. Hackers leak entire donor history of every campaign on this Christian crowdfunding site. The leak appears to contain the personal information of everyone who donated to causes like the Canadian Freedom Convoy and Kyle Rittenhouse's legal defense. What will that do? Do you suppose? Effectively. To me, this is one of those, just the headline alone and the subhead will paralyze many people. And whether people have donated to campaigns like this or not, if the campaign's even real, I don't know. I don't know if the information leaked is real. But most people that read this headline, it will have a psychological effect, and the effect will be that of sort of neutralizing the opposition, if you will. Thinking, well, I don't want to have my stuff. I don't want to get doxxed. So I'm not gonna help, is what it will effectively do, I think. Anyway, those are my thoughts. Back to the phones. John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris. I'm going to change up. I want to say this. You have, in the last caller, Patrick, Fred's great. Patrick in Texas is once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to listen to that man. I'm telling you, the scary part is I understand too much of what it is that he's saying. Wow. You know, the whole idea, and it's not just a big idea. So much of what he says is provable, and it brings a whole new meaning to Christ when he was at the well and asked the woman, he told the woman, if you'd asked me for water, I would have given you living water. Water is alive. It has a memory. Your intentions are powerful. You can change the world just by the way you think and look at it. And I'm not talking about something esoteric. I'm talking about the power of God.
It's kind of ironic to, you know, related to the point that I just made about the story, don't you think?
Yeah, but he is right on, and it is provable. It's not just with water, Chris. The intent of your heart, when you're being false to someone and you're telling them how great they are, that's what the Holy Spirit is talking about. When their spirit bears witness with yours, when you can have fellowship with someone that you've never met physically, but over the telephone, you have the ability to call them a brother or sister. You have a fellowship with them that is given in a a supernatural aspect where you can literally have close friendship with someone that you've never met. And I'm telling you, Patrick is, he's here for a reason. I'm not trying to build Patrick up. I'm trying to get people to realize, if you don't understand what Patrick's saying, and a lot of it is very deep, don't give up. You're not going to be allowed to have more from God than you're able to use. And if you want to understand it, then get close to God, read his word, let him change your life. You know, and as far as Fred, I love Fred, but I'm telling you, Fred, as a brother, Lincoln was not a good man. In my understanding, Franklin was not a Christian. He was an occultist. Franklin, I could go even on to a whole other topic there, and I won't. I mean Lincoln, not Franklin. Lincoln was something entirely inexplicable in today's understanding. If I were to tell you who Lincoln, who I thought, or what I thought Lincoln was, you'd call me a crazy man. All of this, the whole idea of the freeing of the slaves didn't free the slaves. Reconstruction made everybody equal. We all became slaves. And if they wanted to protect the Constitution, Fred, the Constitution that the South signed and aligned themselves with gave them the ability to secede whenever they wanted, and it was not allowed. So who was protecting and exercising the so-called Constitution, and who wasn't? And like so many have said, how can I be held to the Constitution when I wasn't there at the signing?
The Spooner perspective.
There's things that I agree with in it. There's things that I disagree with in it. It's not necessarily, it's the operating system. The first one was, anyway. The second one that no one knows about came about in order to form a perfect union in Reconstruction. That's something entirely different. And how many even know it exists? How many know what happened? Nobody. And my people perish for lack of knowledge. That lack of knowledge means, by definition, their ignorance is why they're dying. And, I mean, it's deep. I don't understand it all. And I'm not trying to say that I do. If I'm wrong, someone can tell me and show me. I want to admit that I'm in error.
Well, it's a...
I know.
Yeah, it's a deep, deep discussion. And, you know, I don't know, in deference to Lincoln... for whatever, you know, to whatever extent he wasn't around for the Reconstruction, but still, yeah.
Anyway,
I think,
we're at the end. And
yeah.
Patrick, attaboy, Patrick. That's all I know to say. Because he's nailing it. In my
appreciate
opinion.
It, John.
All
much
right,
appreciated.
Take care.
As always. Hopefully it provokes curiosity, if nothing else, and hopefully it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. And click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.